these comforting words of Jesus in these last moments before he goes to the Passion, reminding the disciples, the apostles, and us that with him there is joy. Not in the absence of grief or suffering or disappointment, but joy, that spiritual gift that is that stable disposition of our souls, trusting in the abiding presence of God with us through all things, no matter what circumstances or situations we are facing. And this is what the Lord told Paul in the vision. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. As yesterday we could have or should have celebrated the Ascension 40 days after Easter, when Jesus rose, ascended to heaven, with the instruction for the disciples to wait and to pray for that great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The guaranteed presence of God within us individually, and more importantly, in the church. That we never need to be afraid, despite the troubles or difficulties we may face, because God is with us. And as we enter into this novena for the Holy Spirit, this great outpouring, that's one of the most prominent gifts that we can have, is this knowledge of the ever-presence of God with us. Do not be afraid. And he told Paul to go on speaking, don't be silent, for I am with you. Because Paul was sent to preach. And he was in Corinth, a pagan city. They weren't used to the stories of the Old Testament. He didn't have anything to rely on to relate to the people. I'm sure it was a tiresome or gruesome ordeal to preach the name of Jesus to people who had no idea. And probably this letter was to the Corinthians, or when he was in Corinth, was probably 14 or 15 years after he had encountered the Lord on the road to Damascus. So he had been doing this for a while. Some of you guys have been doing this for a while. I'm sure there's days where you want to give up because it gets hard, whether it's dealing with your children or reading the news. Do not be afraid. Go on fulfilling your mission, for I am with you. This is the promise that Jesus gives us. And he is faithful. And because he is faithful, we can be faithful. Let's pray for that grace. Have open hearts to receive the Holy Spirit. So regardless of the sufferings, regardless of the circumstances, with confidence we can move forward, trusting that God, that Jesus, the Holy Spirit, is always with us. Amen.